Hi, I'm John Gill, and this is a story. So I was at my friend's house. This is over the summer. I think we were just turned 18, maybe 16. I don't remember. We just started driving, and my friend lives on a hill. And so I drove my car up the hill, parked my car, and got out, and we went inside the house and stuff. And we were like making ramen and having a good time. And there was like this knock on the door, and we go to it, and it's his neighbor, and he's looking kind of flustered. And we're like, "What's up, man?" And he's like, "Well, your car's on my lawn." And we look out, and my car is like on his lawn. Okay. It's up a tree, back end, like crashed.
Yeah.
And like right next to his house.
How did you, wait, were you drunk? I'm sorry.
No, I wasn't drunk. This was sober. This was like in the morning. We were sober.
Okay.
And but apparently I put my car, I just left it in drive and got out, shut it off. And,
nice.
And then proceeded to go inside the house. But it was just really funny because, like, you know, I was like, "Oh shit!" And like I ran out and I was like trying to get my car off this guy's like tree by like driving it like off, and like everything inside the car was like everywhere, and the bumper was like in like this V, so it looked like it had like an ass crack. It was pretty cool. and all his flowers from his garden were like embedded on the trunk. Oh. And it was just really funny because like he was just kind of like shell shocked, and I was like, "Oh, I'm so sorry. This won't happen again. Like, I really apologize."
And, you ruined all his flowers.
Yeah, I ruined all his flowers. Okay. I missed his house by like 10 feet. So
that's good.
It was just funny. So when you drive up a hill, put your car in park and put on the safety brake.
It's like the moral of the story.
Pretty much, you know.
Is remember your safety brake. Thank you, John.
Oh, no problem.